This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, how did that happen? 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time. Yeah, it'll come on in a minute. Give it a minute. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the show. Let me know what I've done wrong, done right, almost done right, almost done whatever. And, again, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. Or maybe a gazillion things. I want to get the number right. Hey, there's a lot, like I said, there is a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on in the news today, a lot going on with the president. But we're going to, I mean, I love dealing with the stories that you don't hear about that often. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Karen Sigmund's going to join us after the first break, I hope. We've got all kinds of stuff that we want to talk about. She's the chairman of the American Freedom Alliance. And there's all kinds of issues today she can help us work through. I also want to talk a little bit about the pedophiles in Hollywood. I mean, and I do not understand. Do we just not care about our children that much? Maybe the proof is the fact that we're so happy we don't really care that much about abortion. Those aren't things we talk about on a regular basis. I mean, I do. But maybe all of that with we're not. I don't know how to explain it. If Hollywood is okay, it's funny how they got all kinds of guns going on. They got all kinds of sexual innuendo going on screen. But yet they say they're totally against it. What is that? The only people they hire can only write those kind of plays? Or shows or whatever? Anyway, I don't want to go down the wrong road. So here we go. The Navy sailor. Remember we did this story. Who would not, she would not get up for the national anthem. She would not pledge allegiance because, now I don't know how this happens. All right, she's an African-American woman. Her name was Jane Irving, or still is, I guess. Janae Irving. And she refused to stand for the national anthem during the morning colors back in September 2016. Colin Kaepernick, he was the one who started all of this. I think he was the one who started all of this. Now, she's a former petty officer because she's been stripped of her security clearance. And she's been assigned to menial labor for a few days and then shown the exit hatch, which is exactly what should have happened. Look, they take an oath like elected people take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of these United States. If you don't think it applies to you, if you don't think that the Constitution, that the flag, that whatever really applies to you or protects you, then why would you do this? So on September 19th, Irving refused to stand for the anthem while on her reserve duty post. It was like she wasn't enlisted or wasn't active at the time. She claimed she was trying to make a statement about the persecution of blacks in America. She was fine with taking the money, being in the reservist, being a reservist. She said, I just didn't want to stand that moment, Irvine said. I can't stand for the song, knowing that the song isn't for me being black. However, the service is for her being black. However, the money's for her being black. So she maybe she needs mental help, because she actually joined an organization that she says doesn't stand for her, doesn't help her, doesn't support her. Why would you do that? The song doesn't represent me at all. To be honest, I never really thought about the flag my entire life. I had no reason. It's just a flag. And there lies the problem. We have somebody in the service. This is why, this exact person is why we have people giving away secrets, because they're all about themselves. Why did she join the service? She really didn't think about the flag? What is she defending? The country, herself, or just her paycheck or bank account? I mean, seriously, what is she doing in there? The song doesn't represent me. The flag is just, no, lady, that flag represents the hundreds of thousands of people that came before you, that died for what the flag represents, that died for your, look it, there were white men under that flag that died for your freedom, for your ancestors' freedom, I'll put it that way. That's what that flag means. Now, the flag itself, you hear me say it a million times, it's a material. It's just a flag. You can buy one anywhere. It's not the flag itself, it what it represents. She had no reason. It's just a flag. How nice of you. The next day, Irving was read her rights before being given a warning about potentially compromising her security clearance. One that, see, you swear allegiance to this country, but you don't think the country represents you? You got a little problem. Your meds aren't working. Anyway, the security clearance is one that she needs for both her civilian and military job. So within 24 hours, she was stripped of her clearance and escorted out of the security work area. Evan claimed that she wasn't informed which order she was violating. Really? It's the 10th general order for sentries, which is taught in the Navy boot camp. You remember? Now, funny how they never remember anything that applies to them when they get caught. You're supposed to memorize 11 orders. All 11 general orders, until they burned into your brain. The violation of any one of them is subject to Article 92 of the Uniform Code of the Military Justice and is subject to whatever punishment is decided by the court-martial. They can keep you, throw you out, or throw you in jail. Up to them. Okay? She said, the Navy has decided to punish me for defending the Constitution and has taken away my equipment I need to do my naval job. She is brain dead. Come on, think about this. The Navy's decided to punish me for defending the Constitution? You don't believe in it. How can you defend it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hopefully we'll have Karen Sigmund after the break. We will be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a, and this is a real number, look it up, there's a gazillion and three things that you can do when you get to the website. I mean, seriously, I got all kinds of stuff up there. And, you know, provoke our writers. Let them know what you think of what they're writing, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, I got thick skin. You can tell me how much you hate what I write, or you believe it, or you don't believe it. I hate to say it this way because it's not going to sound right, but I don't care. Just read it. My job, my whole goal is to provoke you. I want to provoke you into thinking or tell me why you believe what you believe. I'm always stunned at people who can't tell you why it is that they believe what they believe. You know, you sit there and you spew party line. And nobody ever questions you. I always find that amazing, too. Especially my conservative friends. when you're with a bunch of buddies or what have you, and somebody says something as dumb as, you know, there's going to be 24 million people are going to lose their health care if this new bill kicks in, right? I mean, how do they come up with those numbers? Only 19 million people signed up for it. This is worse than government math. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So tell them to explain it to you. Ask them where they're getting the number. You know, but let's bring on somebody smarter than I am. I mean, seriously, because I've only got 10 fingers and 10 toes. I run out real fast. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the chairman of the American Freedom Alliance, a friend of the show, and always has got some good information for us. Karen, thanks for being with me tonight.
So great to be here, Joe. You know, always a good time.
Yeah, and you know what? And again, it's like, these people don't think things through. They grab a party mantra. Ours does it too. You know, Republicans do it too. You grab this party mantra, and you don't understand how dumb you sound. You need to have the information before you go out there spewing it everywhere, right?
Well, you know, this is one of the things when I speak at clubs or whatever, people always say, yeah, but my liberal friends, they have all these questions, and I never know the right information. And I tell them, look, here's the thing. Ask them, which is what you just said, ask them why they believe what they believe. Because odds are they have no idea. You will probably have some idea, but they have literally no idea. Why do you think a plastic bag ban is a good idea? Why is raising the minimum wage a good idea? You know, let them talk themselves into a hole, because you will be able to get them to where they realize that what they're saying makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. And
keep asking them questions.
You're so right. Get them talking. And if you and you know what I love to do? I love to do the Columbo thing. You just keep asking them over and over again.
Yeah,
so
how
does that work? And so 24 million people are going to lose their insurance, but only 19 million signed up. Where'd the other 7 million come from? I'm confused.
Right. And I tip my head to the side, you know, and say, wow, really? Explain that one to me. I think we don't have to be smart. We can act stupid. I like the Columbo thing. We can act stupid. Hey, explain this to me. They can't.
No.
They can't. And then we don't have to conclude by saying, you know, you're really an idiot. And, right, we could just say, I know, that's really kind of weird, right?
Yeah,
maybe I'll think about it some more later. And then leave it alone.
Yeah.
We can, you know, getting them to start realizing that thinking might not be a bad idea. You know, if we can just do that, that's already a huge step in the right direction.
Oh,
muddle along, especially in California, thinking that everybody feels the way they do. But once you start to poke holes in all of that, then there's a real struggle. And
Two things happen. Either they stop being your friends, they stop talking to you, or they use some choice words and walk away, which is what I get most of the time. So, but
a lot of that. Lost a lot of friends. We all have.
Well, for a group that's supposed to be much more educated than we are, smarter than we are, they sure don't have the vocabulary to prove it, do they?
Oh, in every way, they're not what they claim to be. They're not the smarter ones. They're not the ones for logic or for science or for tolerance or in any way, diversity. They're for choice.
Right?
And every single claim about themselves that they make, every single one, it's exactly the opposite. And every single thing they say about us is exactly the opposite.
I mean, like Pelosi saying that she speaks for God? that she makes God. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that
in
there. Oh, yeah, she's a peach. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Hollywood. I was ranting about this in the first during the first segment. I said, look, you know, Hollywood, a bunch of hypocrites. They got the movies where they have guns and people being killed, and they love these sexual innuendo movies, right? And all this stuff. And now I don't think we're finding out. I think it's just getting too hard for them to contain it. But how, you know, the pedophilia is running rampant through Hollywood. And we've heard this from old child stars in Hollywood and how they were sexually abused. And when you look at some of these things going on, and I don't know how true this is, because obviously I wasn't there either, but Brad Pitt has finally come out, and I'm glad he did. You know, he's got enough money where he probably never has to work again or what have you. And he talks about the pedophile rings going on there in Hollywood and up and down the state and how he is aware of child trafficking. What a bunch of hypocrites. What a bunch of righteous, self-righteous pieces of human excrement, right?
In every way, in every way. Yep, it really is outrageous, and they wear the self-righteousness and rage at us. We're the bad, evil, bad guys for some reason, and yet they're the ones doing all of this. It's absolutely outrageous. They'll pass any law, right, if it saves one life, and yet their whole life practices do nothing but hurt people. It's extraordinary. The damage that they do in countless ways, this is only one of them. And yet, they'll be happy to pass laws that constrain other people's actions. It's insane.
Well, they show it, and they talk about it in their movies, and they show it. And I won't say they glorify it, because they'll tell you they're just trying to bring it, bring the awareness to you, and I get all of that. But when their own people, when their own high-end directors and other Hollywood types are being arrested for this, that is a big deal. And I think, why do we, now you're the doctor in the room, why do we give these people so much credit? Why do we give them so much credibility? I mean, are we brain dead?
Yeah. Well, that's a good answer. I think we have a human need to, I don't know, we're meaning makers. We're always looking for people who do give answers. And when people who somehow draw us in by virtue of their fake lives, you know, Hollywood, the fictional stories that really do draw us in. We all do get swept away by stuff, and we do make these weird connections in our heads that, you know, this actress must actually be this wise, and so we just look for people to lead us.
Karen, they get paid to lie. Anyway, we gotta go for a break.
And the better they lie, the more they
more money
pay.
They make. Wow. I'm Joe with Senior Host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Dr. Karen stays with us after the break. We'll be right back. I always say that too. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do over there, and I do appreciate the time that you spend. Hey, marking up our stuff, our stories, because at least it lets us know you're reading, and just getting involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there screaming at the radio. It doesn't do any good, or at the computer, however it is that you're doing it. But it does absolutely no good for you just to yell at the radio. Truly engage and get involved in the conversation, because I really do appreciate the time that you guys do spend with us, that you guys are part of the conversation here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Karen Sigmund joins me, Dr. Karen Sigmund. See, if I say doctor, then it's not just two people talking. They know you're smarter than I am. They'll listen to you and they'll laugh at me. So it works out really well for me.
Now the pressure's on.
There you go. That was the whole idea. So, you know, I have two daughters. I love the fact that you know, my daughters have role models that they can look up to and you know, to the kind of career that they want to go into, things that they want to do in their life. And I think that's wonderful and great. You know, Hillary Clinton apparently was the role model to a lot of young girls, you know, who someday hope to be, you know, president or you know, grow legs in a in the political world, if you would. But guess what? Apparently a 14-year-old girl has decided that because Hillary was such a good mentor for her, such a good role model for her, she has now decided that she's gonna help promote tampons, free tampons, for girls in junior high school. Now, of all the things, right, to be a good role model about, for all of those things. She said, her words exactly are, Hillary inspired me to help get free tampons to young girls in school. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm not trying to be rude or vulgar, but I remember that the young girls, you didn't want them wearing tampons. It was, what's the other thing called? The pads, right? For obvious reasons that we don't need to go into. And, but here, the best Hillary could do was inspire a 14-year-old to try to offer free tampons to young ladies. There's something wrong here, don't you think?
Yeah, when the one tax, she called it a pink tax. When the one tax they want to take away, you know, everything else is taxed like crazy. It's such a tragedy that, and yet completely telling that is the only way she would inspire anybody. I mean, look what happened after the election. Did women have marches that were empowering themselves in any real way? No. What was it they were marching for? What is it they wore on their heads? Can I say the word describing those hats?
Go ahead.
That's no surprise that tampons would be the natural outcome of a woman who's caused women to start defining themselves by their private parts again. Right? For decades, women have been trying to move away from that and say, I am more than my private parts. I also have a brain. I have all these abilities. Please, you know, see me as more than that. We've worked hard for decades to have an equal voice in the workplace and so on and so forth. What were those marches about?
Women were trying to get their rights back. I still haven't had one woman from the left write me and tell me what right they lost. I'm still trying to find out.
Right. Right. But we know what it boiled down to, and it was all about a fear of losing abortion rights.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're down to private parts. We're down to this argument, which they call a health issue. So if women are marching by your window wearing hats resembling your private parts, it's no surprise that tampons is going to be the thing the battle that you're going to take on. This is, again, where we're defining ourselves. So, and what a tragedy.
Karen, Karen, think of all the years that when we grew up, the schools were fighting to take color out of it. You don't look at people's color of their skin. You look at their ability. You look at their personality.
Right.
You look at their character, right? Same thing with women. We're told not to objectify women. When I was a teenage boy growing up, you know, women weren't the sum of their parts. You know, women were just like us and you know, had the same capabilities we did. It was the way it was laid out. Now it is about the color of the skin. Now it is about your parts as a whole, right? I mean, we're not supposed to objectify you, but Beyonce, do I need to say anything more?
Right. Well, here's what I think a kid should do, a boy should do at the school, or a girl, I don't care. Demand the same machines and for free in the boys' bathroom.
You mean, are you talking about the tampon machines? You're really going to do that to me?
I am.
There are some colleges that have done that, though. There are some colleges.
I know.
And I laugh because they always say the same, because men menstruate too. And I was like, wait, what?
That's my point. Exactly right. And you've seen these signs that some of these people have had at the thing. My genitals don't define my gender. Whoa, really? Okay. So let's insist that the same school district that opted to give free tampons at this girl's behest to girls, do the same for boys.
Yeah, my problem is
makes no difference.
Right. They have no well-defined line, Karen. They you know, it's what I was telling you during one of the breaks. I said my joke has been, look, you can't have it all three ways. So you can't tell me you want gender neutrality, okay, that there's no such thing as male or female, and then tell me that I have to accept a transgender person going from male to female. There isn't any. So if there isn't any, then why do you even call yourself out with a name? It's so confusing. I'm sorry. I'm so lost.
It is confusing.
Oh.
You know, what part of it is confusing by design, or is it just every tiny step that they take is just builds, the insanity builds on itself?
I think, you know what I think it is? It's like a lot of little kids are, right? They so want what they want for the moment that nothing else around them matters, right? None of the common sense, none of the craziness. I'm just going to go for it. I'm just because it's what I want. It's what I want to do. I'm just going to do it. And there's no thought to the consequences. We have homecoming dances where this same group, okay, the LGBTQ community, the same group has decided that we don't want gender roles in these homecoming dances. So you have the you simply have the homecoming humans or something. I don't know what they're going to call them. But they're not male and female. And then another school 3 miles away, we did this story, okay? The other school 3 miles away, they want the traditional, not the gender roles, but they want the traditional homecoming dance. Well, you do have a king and a queen, but it doesn't matter what gender is in that role. So you can have a male queen and a female king. So it's just total confusion. There's nothing for us to go on. However, in some cities like New York and in other places, you can be fined. You can get in a lot of trouble for not calling them the right gender or the right whatever.
Gender.
Yep.
Exactly. But part of me, you get that first step. You know, you get the, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I so get that. And you want to say, well, you know, let's try to be fair. And that sense of trying to be fair and not hurting anybody's feelings, without any moral groundwork, it just simply doesn't.
But what about being fair to the larger number of people that do like to be called men, do like to be called women, do like to be called boys, do like to be called girls? The girls who do want to wear dresses and have that feminine look, they don't want to be bullied for trying to look the part that they're a girl or a female. And the same thing for a guy. I mean, why is that fair?
Racist, homophobe. For the patriarchy, want to turn the clock back, send women back to the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, and they probably voted for Trump, and which is really the same as Hitler, right? That's what those.
Thank you for
are.
That. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. No, and it is. It's one of those things where I just sit there and I go, do you guys listen to yourself? I would like to take them and put them in a room, and I'd like to be the guy that's able to ask them. You know how Tucker Carlson, not Tucker Carlson, but they do those round tables where they have everybody in the room and they ask questions. I would love to be the guy, just bring the people on the left in, the ones that are all for this. I would love to bring them in and ask them simple questions. Hey, we got to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. Karen stays with us on the other side of the break.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I think Karen's in the background getting ready to throw up. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thank God these mics aren't hot during the break. That's all I got to say. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website. We got a lot of good stories up there, a lot of things that'll make you puke. Keep a barf bag close by, because I do some of the darkest stories that you won't believe them. So you got to look them up on your own. Seriously, because most people don't believe it when I tell them that this stuff is happening. So, and I know, and Karen's sitting there too, scratching her head going, come on, this is like onion stories, right? No, they're real stories. Anyway, Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the chairman of the American Freedom Alliance and just a great person to have on the show with me. She's a, man, you just, we were talking about your credentials, and we don't have a whole segment to go through them, but, you know, your education, well, education and American culture. I mean, those are the two big ones in my mind, because look at what's happening to American culture, and it's because of education that, you know, we're kind of losing the country, if you would, or losing the character of the country.
So true, and the left has always known this, which is why they took over the schools. The communists knew this. Muslims know this. Everyone who recognizes, everyone who tries to effect social change knows that you do it through the schools. And, of course, the media, which we're also seeing. But the schools are, they've had them for a long time, and we're seeing what happens. This 14-year-old girl thinking her little crusade for free tampons, this is what's going on. It's a tragedy. But yeah, education and American culture, that was my last degree. And actually, when I started working on it, I was completely not political at all. At all. I just wanted
what
to...
What happened?
Looked her through this lens, and Lordy, what I learned was terrifying.
You know, Karen, over the last few, and I do these stories all the time, but the last few nights has been an abundance of them. And, you know, Hitler knew that if he got the youth, he had the country, right?
Yeah.
He knew, and, you know, a lot of these people knew that if they had the youth, they had the country. And if you think about what's going on in education and what they're doing to our children and what they're getting them to believe, a couple of stories over the last few nights have just totally blown my mind and shown you where culture is going. You know, when we went down the road of now we talk to each other, we tweet, we text, we write each other on social media, there's no inflection, there's no touchy-feely, there's no emotion, if you would. So the other day, I did a story about a doctor who said that children seeing nude men at a gay pride parade is good for them. It's a good discussion opportunity for them. And I'm thinking, there are so many other. This one man had a three-year-old son, and he was talking to him about all the sexual stuff. And I'm thinking, at 3 years old, you don't even know what feet your shoes go on, let alone, you know, what the sexual stuff is all about. Then you had a lesbian parent.
Horrendous.
A lesbian parent who decides that she's going to bring up her son. She's going to force her son to be gender nonconforming. Yet you have groups in this country that have taken parents to court because they forced their kids to go to church on Sunday. Are we backwards or what? Right? And the last one I'll give you is these male sex robots, because apparently men aren't what women need. Robots are. We are ripping this society apart. The traditional, natural society, they are ripping apart from every angle. Give me your thoughts on that.
From every angle, not from the societal point of view, but then what they're doing to these children, this is creating psychotic people. You know in your heart that you're a boy, for example, or a girl, whatever. You know it in your heart. And to be told you're not is crushing of every fiber of that child's being. And that's a complete denial of, I mean, we used to, it's so astonishing because for so long it's been, you know, tell your child however he or she is feeling is okay, da da da, you can cry, you can do this. But to have them actually deny who they are from a gender point of view, there's not much that goes deeper than that. And that's, so you're tearing apart individuals and making them psychotic. You're tearing apart the social fabric that says we have a way of being that works really well, and it's called the family. And there's an optimal way that it should be. Not everybody can achieve the optimal way. Many of us don't. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it should be, that it's still optimal. Mm-hmm. It's still optimal. Just because you can't have it doesn't make it not optimal. But we're denying that. We're shredding every aspect of our social fabric, of our individual psychic fabric. And, you know, it's devastating to contemplate, but it is deliberate. And where are we going with this? It is the fundamental destruction of all that is good, all that empowers individuals. It's the destruction of Western civilization, and it leaves us all looking to, I guess the goal is looking to the state for all the answers. for everything, for food, for shelter, for answers, for identity. It used to, remember in the 70s all these cults came up?
Yeah. Yep.
You would go Life Spring or whatever, and you would go for a week. And the first couple of days, what they would do is destroy your sense of self. That's what they would do. And then they would build you back up, but only through the lens of that particular cult. You have worth through this cult. And this seems to be sort of what's happening generally with our culture. They're destroying us as individuals, destroying the social fabric to be replaced by the nanny state. The government will decide all for you. We're looking at single payer or whatever. Right? It's all,
I love it. You're in
California.
Yeah, you're in California where I'm at, and I get the biggest kick out of the fact that you know, here they are. They're $129 billion already in the hole because of pensions and what have you. Now they're going to add single payer health care, which is going to add $400 billion to the bottom line. Right? I mean, think about it. And they've added a gas tax to that anywhere, depending on where you're at, from 12 cents to 30-some-odd cents a gallon. And I'm thinking to myself, where did the adults go? What happened to all the adults that we were sent to Sacramento? Right?
Where did the adults go? You know where the adults are, just if I may.
They're hiding.
Working to repeal the gas tax, which is fabulous. And that fight points out how exactly destructive, and especially to those people who the Democrats pretend to want to help the most, it's the poorer among us who are hit hardest by these kinds of taxes. So go find Travis Allen's repeal the gas tax and help with that, because, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. It's madness.
Well, what's madness is people don't want to engage. They don't want to get involved. You know, a lot of people that I know are on the right. They're not wanting to fight like they need to. And it's not a daily fight of you having to be in somebody's face. It's you helping get out there and help people win races on local school boards, local city councils, and that kind of stuff that share your values. Don't take it for granted that they're going to get in because everybody thinks like you, because not everybody thinks like you. You know, you got to get engaged. Now, listen, before we run out of time, tell people what the American Freedom Alliance is how they can get there and how they can support your cause.
Yeah, find us, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. We have a new website coming up. But we've got a conference August 20th about what the left in Sacramento is doing to California on August 20th. And then on October is what the left is doing to the nation generally.
Wow.
So stay tuned. Find out what American Freedom Alliance is doing. Sign up for our website, for our mailing list, and keep apprised of what's going on, because somebody's got to be in the fight, as you say, and we're helping to be part of that fight.
They need to support you financially as well. You know, you make a lousy politician because you don't know how to ask for money.
Oh, you're right. Yes, we've got a nice big donate button on there. We can't do it without your help. We can't. The left has support from
Everybody,
especially the unions, mandatory dues. We need to support each other.
Yes.
We really do.
I agree.
And donate.
You need
become
to
become a member. $5 a month, the price of a
coffee. Oh my God! You know what? Give up one cup of coffee at Starbucks. You better not be going to Starbucks for coffee. I come over and slap you around. But one cup of coffee at Starbucks and give that money to the American Freedom Alliance. They're doing so many great things.
And actually teaching
people how to fight for this stuff. So again, Karen, thanks for being with me today.
Right.
I appreciate your time with me.
Always good.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now listen. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up in the next couple of hours. Yeah, you're stuck with me for a couple hours. You know, think about something. CNN says they're not fake news. However, they had to delete a bunch of stories. They had to print retractions to a bunch of stories about Trump and Russia. But hey, you heard that guy screaming today that they're not fake news. Also, London's mayor would not, not that he forgot to, and not that he didn't, but after being questioned over and over and over again, he would not say that he would protect the Jewish community. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You're going to miss it, and you don't want to. We'll be right back.